Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Glenn Gilbo covering LSU for the Gannett News Network, USA Today. And Glenn, how are you, man?
Good. Good. How are you, Christian?
Good. You were on with me a couple weeks ago, and I appreciated all the information you came out with and the insight you had. In particular, this is right after the sexual assault allegations kind of was brought to light at LSU, and two employees were suspended from LSU. And then the resurface of the Will Wade FBI still investigating Will Wade in the LSU basketball program, and then LSU baseball off to a slow start. How stable is LSU athletics at this point?
Well, you know, I would say the of the big three sports, LSU baseball is doing the best because they're not involved in any NCAA or FBI or private investigatory firms involved with sexual accusations. They're the only one clear of all of that. They're not doing well in the field. But this is the worst LSU has been off the field and outside the arena in history, I would say. There was a famous cover of Sports Illustrated in the 1980s that the headline was Crazy Days at LSU. That was about an LSU basketball investigation and actually a wiretap by the athletic director at the time, Bob Broadhead. But that was nothing compared to what's going on now.
Yeah, so what is the university going to do? Because I still think they have a lot of things to clean up.
Oh, there's no question. It's embarrassing that all they did was suspend two people for a few weeks after this lengthy, voluminous, detailed Hush Blackwell report, which actually was the first to bring to light the Darius Geis incident at the Superdome. And, you know, they talked about how they're going to change this and do this, and then they just suspended two people. So they need to look again at possibly firing some people, transferring some people, bringing in more new people. You have some lawmakers at the state capitol that are following up on Hush Blackwell right now. They want to talk to Coach Orgeron again. So it's not over, or it shouldn't be over. And, one of the problems is you have an interim president, Thomas Galligan, who I think could be a good president. But when you're in the interim position in any job, you know, you're trying to get the job while you're doing the job. If he already had the job, he could be more effective. But I think he's a little worried about being too strong with this investigation because he doesn't want to upset people and then not get the job. You know, so LSU is a mess right now overall.
Their baseball program, I would be shocked. I mean, of all the three, if anything ever came out, a scandal came about with LSU baseball. Would you agree with that?
Well, there's not a lot of scandals in college baseball.
Exactly.
I think it's because there's only 11 guys with scholarship, and you know, there's not the hangers-on. It's not a moneymaker like football and basketball, or some basketball is. So it's like most of the other sports. You know, it's clean of all this. But, you know, football and basketball, there's a lot of money at stake. So historically, both sports and big-time college have always been ripe with controversy and corruption. I mean, going way back. I mean, back in the day, they used to kidnap players so another school would sign them. You know, I mean, LSU kidnapped Y.A. Tittle so he wouldn't go to another school, you know. So that's been going on forever.
Yeah, and I want to talk to you, Glenn, about Will Wade. And I know that whenever the FBI is investigating, it's never good. But I think we're fooling ourselves if we think college basketball as a whole is squeaky clean.
That's true, but the thing to remember is, of all the corruption in college basketball, I don't know of any coach who's on tape quite as detailed and specific as Will Wade. And I think that's why, in the end, he's going to get in trouble, and LSU is going to get in trouble because, yeah, there is a lot of basketball corruption, but Will Wade is just out there, you know, more than anyone. You know, not saying that he's less honest than other coaches, but he's definitely sloppier and careless and reckless, and that's why he's going to get in trouble.
What kind of trouble do you think?
Well, I think possibly LSU is going to get some major sanctions, and he could lose his job because LSU has already redone his contract when they took him off suspension, saying that he can be fired with cause, meaning he gets no money from his contract if he's even investigated for level one or level two violations. Even if he's found, guilty of those, even if he's investigated, they can fire him with cause, and he signed that. So LSU's ready. It's just that the next move has to be by the NCAA.
Okay, so if he signed, why would you sign that if you didn't feel good about the possibility that you're not going to be found guilty or even be investigated at all?
Because he was not in a good position. I mean, if he signed it, he wasn't going to have a job, and he'd already lost $300,000 for his suspension of salary for not originally cooperating with the NCAA and LSU, and he had nowhere else to go. Nobody else was going to hire him. So he had to sign it.
Glenn Gilbo covering LSU for the USA Today Network. And Glenn, a conversation we've had today on Sports Talk is, should college athletes profit off of their name, image, and likeness? Where do you stand on that? Should they or not?
I think they should. I think that's a good idea, because the only players that would profit off of name, image, and likeness are the ones who are the star players. You know, a backup tight end, there's not going to be a market for his autograph, but there will be for a Joe Burrow or a player like that. So that's capitalism. It will weed out the ones that don't deserve it. That's a better plan than just paying everybody, is what they used to say a few years ago. You know, that should all be paid. That's ridiculous. That can't be done. So the name, image, and likeness, I think, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I'm not for paying college athletes, but the ones that are bringing the university money hand over fist because of their star power and their play on the field, a la Joe Burrow, I'd love to see just his impact alone on the monetary portion of LSU jersey sales and everything else. And the fact that he didn't get any cut of that, I think that he should have, or should at least.
Well, sure. I mean, Joe Burrow should be able to sell an LSU jersey with his name on it. But, you know, I don't know how much money he actually brought into LSU, though, because, I mean, if you think about it, particularly in college, the players change so much. They're making money anyway. If they didn't have Joe Burrow, they'd have had another quarterback, and maybe they wouldn't have been as good. But at LSU, they still would have been full at the stadium.
Yeah, maybe that was a bad example. That was probably a bad example, but my point is that he I'm sure brought in some revenue, some kind of revenue that could have, that came off of his name, image, and likeness.
Sure. He was the reason they went 15-0, and he won a Heisman, and Jamar Chase too, and you know, those are great players, and they should profit some of that. But college is different than pro, because people buy tickets to go to those games regardless of who's on their team, you know? And they change so much. Whereas, like when the Saints signed Drew Brees and Reggie Bush, I mean, you saw an overnight impact in ticket sales. It's not like that in college because they're going to go anyway. But, you know, when you have a team like LSU had in 2019, yeah, guys like Joe Burrow and Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase, you know, they definitely brought money into the program. But they also get a lot of money, too. They don't get a paycheck, but they get, you know, excellent medical care. They get great dietitians. They get a great training table. They have access to agents. They have, you know, legally, they have access to pro scouts at Pro Day, which was yesterday, you know. Forget college athletes who don't get a paycheck, they get a lot of benefits from being at a major school.
No, they do. And in particular, when they are in the midst, they can hire an agent, you know, an agent that's going to represent them in the NFL. A lot of fans don't quite realize this, that most of these agents, a lot of them, they front these guys some money, buy them a vehicle. And once they sign that contract, then that money goes right back to the agent, whatever it costs, plus a little bit of
right.
a percentage. So, you know, I don't, there's no pity. They don't get any pity in that regard from me.
Well, but there's also a way to use agents legally, too. I mean, you know, a lot of your big coaches have agents, you know, like Nick Saban is represented by Jimmy Sexton. Well, if Nick's got a great player, he can tell his player, hey, look, you ought to work with Jimmy Sexton. I mean, they just have all kinds of advice and people to help them at their disposal, you know. And, I mean, they have plenty of people who can advise them on who's a good agent, you know. And I'm talking about legal representation. And you know, and if a player gets in trouble at LSU, they have the best lawyers, you know. So there's a lot of benefits for them. And but you're right, when a player decides to go pro before he's drafted, before he's made any money, you know, yeah, they get involved with an agent and they owe them money as soon as they get their money in the draft, and that's all legal.
It could be something as simple as paying for their training, too. You know, flying them to.
Yeah.
A lot of these agents are tied to certain spots, certain training labs, if you will, for lack of better terms. And they go, all right, hey, I'm going to send you here for your training for 3 months and everything, you get all expense paid, you know, got your apartment, got your trainers, all that stuff, which is, I'm okay with that. Glenn Gilbo covering LSU for the USA Today Network. Glenn, always a pleasure, man. Thank you for the time.
Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.